Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time, live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you here on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com. You can also hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Tons of good stuff still to come. Brian Munson, Kevin Kugler. Really fun first hour. Talked about a variety of things. And I am I'm fired up because I finally was able to do it last night. I finally got my hands, and George can vouch for it because I'm holding it in my hands as we speak. That's me hitting it. Hopefully you guys can hear it. I got the Athlon College Football Preview magazine in my hands. And it's dangerous to dive too deep into this in June because you're going to be really, really dying for some college football, and we still got a ways to go. So you just kind of nibble at it a little bit. Just a little appetizer there. And you guys know I'm a loyal Athlon guy. We support those guys. Mitch Light, managing editors on the show during football season. We love the guys. He does a great job. They do a great job. And one of the things I love is they have an anonymous quote section for each team preview. I've told you about that. I really enjoy it. So each team, they'll get an opposing coach to give an anonymous quote about that team. And it's interesting because, first of all, it's interesting just getting opposing coach's thoughts on a team. That in and of itself is interesting. And then when it's anonymous, what does that tend to mean? It's going to be more honest, right? You know, if it wasn't, it is. Whenever coaches are like, I think that guy's doing a terrific job. I'm really admiring his program. His kids are good kids. But when it's honest, sometimes people will be like, that team sucks. That team's not talented. That team. So here we go. The anonymous opposing coach sizing up Nebraska. It's kind of a long quote, so grab a seat on the carpet and sit crisscross applesauce, and let me read to you here. Here is the quote. Still an ongoing project, but they're the conference's most talked about team in recruiting. Scott Frost is going to get it turned around. He's already set the tone. You can tell right away. That's a different team in terms of behavior and attitude on the sidelines. We noticed it immediately. Offensively, they're going to have more consistent playmakers this year. They're going to have more speed than you would expect from Nebraska in recent years. The quarterback, obviously talking about Adrian Bob Martinez, is a hell of a player. He's going to improve a lot over a true freshman year of being thrown into bad situations. As long as that kid's at Nebraska, they're going to be a problem in the West. They're real thin behind him. They're thin at most positions, which is why they're still a work in progress. They love to use the spread run game as a base and get creative from there. They struggled a lot on defense, and they're still building it back. They need an identity. That's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team from a Northwestern or Wisconsin. You need a defense that can make it ugly. We see them out in recruiting, showing promise in places they haven't in decades. That's the ability to score some points right away and promise immediate playing time in the Big Ten. So there you go. Long quote, lot to unpack. So let's unpack it. I thought it was interesting that the very first thing the coach pointed out was recruiting. Saying, hey, listen, definitely a step up. And the reason I think that matters is not because they're necessarily paying attention to look at their rivals' recruiting rate. No, what I think they're speaking to is all of a sudden, Nebraska's got a presence with recruits in different areas that they have to go recruit against. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, they're like, They're in on a defensive back, and oh my God, Nebraska's in on this defensive back. They're in on an offensive tackle, and oh my God, Nebraska's in on that. So that's good. And he noted, and it's true, he noted that the good recruiting pitch for Nebraska right now is, hey, we score a lot of points, which is fun, and guess what? We have immediate playing time available for you. People want to play in a fun system, and they want to play right away. Nebraska and Scott Frost can offer both those things right now. Smart and true. The second thing that the coach immediately noted was the difference in behavior and attitude on the sidelines. Again, the quote. Quote, he's already set the tone. You can tell right away. That's a different team in terms of behavior and attitude on the sidelines. We noticed it right away. That is great to hear. Because it's hard to, I think we all felt like we noticed that too. When I say we, I mean, media members, fans, everybody just consuming Nebraska football on a daily basis. But sometimes you don't know if you're too close to it and it clouds your judgment, you know? But that's big. That's important. Then obviously, you know, the quote noting Martinez and how big of a study is. I mean, totally. I love the quote of, you know, on Martinez, as long as that kid's at Nebraska, they're going to be a problem in the West. Amen to that. The one thing that I do agree with what the coach said, too, is he's going to improve a ton from his freshman year being thrown in bad situations. That's something I don't think we talk about enough. I know I've mentioned it a little bit. There were so many things that were working against Adrian Martinez last year. First of all, the fact that he's a freshman, true freshman. He was hurt and missed his entire senior year of high school football. He was playing in a situation that was less than ideal from the standpoint of a lot of those guys. It's kind of a broken locker room, not a great culture, and it wasn't a great team. You know, I mean, he was asked to try to kind of make chicken salad out of you know what quite a bit. And so there's going to be a ton of growth in that. But the final two things that this coach noted, I think, is spot on. After he kind of spoke glowingly, he then noted two of the more glaring issues. He noted the depth problem. Totally agree on that. Nebraska is still 100% absolutely a work in progress in that department. And then he also noted the defensive issues that are prevalent. I found that. Let me read that quote again to you. He said, quote, they need an identity. That's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team from a Northwestern or Wisconsin. You need a defense that can make it ugly. And you know what? That right there encapsulates kind of the $64,000 question, right? Can Nebraska get that defense where it needs to be? Can Nebraska ever get to where they have the type of defense that can muddy up the game, ugly up the game, disrupt the game, heck, maybe even carry you in a game? They did it once last year, Michigan State, in the midst of a snowstorm, but Michigan State's offense was not very good. But nevertheless, they showed a sign of it. I thought that quote was telling and interesting because he went on to say, that's what separates, I want you to really think about this quote. He says, that's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team. Finishes by saying, you need a defense that can make it ugly. And I tend to agree with that. Listen, there's quite a few teams that are really talented, that got dudes, and there are quite a few teams that can score points, right? But the true separator is oftentimes the defensive side to go along with the talent or the explosive offense. There are a lot of Big 12 teams, or hell, even a team like Washington State, that can light up the scoreboard. That can light up the scoreboard. But they don't ever really punch through as a legitimate factor of hanging a banner, because their defense just isn't quite good enough or disruptive enough when it comes right down to it. That is still the big question for Nebraska. Not only this year, not just this, but beyond. I mean, I got to think with Frost at the helm, they're going to move the ball and score some points. But can the defense get to where it needs to be consistently? Now, a lot of people, that doesn't mean shutting people out, right? I view that as disrupting the game, muddying things up in your own way, forcing turnovers, getting sacks, creating, you know, getting you behind the sticks, second and 14, third and 11, those kinds of things. Winnable situations. Can Nebraska's defense get there? Really interesting stuff. And I think, you know, because he used the I word, the identity word. He said, quote, they need an identity. I think what he's, because he talked about that with the defense. And here's the thing is, I think they know what that identity is. They know the answer to that question. They just got to go now make it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Chenander and Frost are going, well, what kind of defense do we want to be? Do we want to be a bend don't break? Do we want to be a great? Like, no, they know what they want to be. They know exactly what they want to be. And they're in the process of kind of piecing that all together. So that's at least good. The first step to having an identity is knowing what identity you want to have. And so that I think is good. Again, he says they need an identity. Agree. But they know what they're trying to be. They've told you, we want to be a team that is disruptive, gets after the quarterback, forces turnovers. We want to be a in-your-face, you know, the whole no fear of failure, have a desire to succeed with no fear of failure. They want that. That's what they want. It's just a matter of putting that all together, and can they do it? I will say this, though. There was one thing that this coach said that I don't know if I totally agree with. I can't say I totally agree with right now where the coach said, quote, offensively, they're going to have more consistent playmakers this year. Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not saying it can't happen. I just can't say that I can confidently say that right now. I mean, you got significant departures of Stanley Morgan and Divino Zigba. I mean, that's 2,000 yards of offense between those two dudes. 2,000. I think Nebraska has maybe some guys that could fill that void. Absolutely. Wandale Robinson, Dedrick Mills, Noah, the Cal grad transfer wide receiver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess what I'm saying is, can I say with definitive certainty on June 13th at 12:11 p.m. that Nebraska will have more consistent playmakers on offense compared to last year? I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Got interesting stuff. It's always fun, too, to comb through. Look at these other opposing quotes on some teams. Love it, man. Lots. I mean, we're just taking appetizers right now. We order an appetizer. Yep. Nibble off a little bit.
So when you opened it for the first time,
yeah.
What's the first thing you go to?
The quote. I went to the Nebraska section, right to the quote.
There it is.
I want to know what people say. Oh, what you saying, dog? What you saying? Oh, hold on, what you saying then? Well, what's up then, dog? I didn't know if I was going to have to do that. Hold on, man. Say that to my face then. Why don't you say that to my face, opposing coach? I didn't know if we were going to have to go there with it, but these quotes are a lot. Usually, like in the past, they've been kind of shorter. They're a lot longer. Look at these, man. Oh, yeah. I love it. All right, we're going to put this away for a second. Keep it away from me. Look at my son on the cover. I'm awful proud of him, you know? Awful proud of you, Adrian. Adrian Bob Martinez, awful proud of you. Just a father and a son, you know? I mean,
what more can you ask
for? What more can you ask for? All right, we're live from the Next GML Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you. 402-951-1620. Kevin Kugler in about 15 minutes. Game time.